We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Been hearing a little set of music from some of the bands performing at this year's Dayton Music Fest. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, all over downtown Dayton and beyond, really. And I'm very happy to welcome the guys, I was going to say man with the plan, but there's two of you, the guys who know what's going on, Don Thrasher and Kyle Milton. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Juliet. Thanks for having us out.
My pleasure. Very happy to have you guys here again, and very happy that it's that time of year.
Yeah, I know. It seems to come really fast each time, but it's fall, and that means Dayton Music Fest, so we're very excited.
Absolutely. It is a great event, and this is the ninth year?
It is indeed.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Is that true?
Yes, nine years. Next year will be the big 10th anniversary. So.
Wow.
Get ready for that, then.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't been involved since the beginning. I mean, I guess we have to give a shout out to Dan Clayton and Sean Johnson, Andy Ingram. And there were a lot of guys kind of involved in the inception of this thing. And they kind of had just kind of this crazy idea that, hey, let's put some music on in Dayton and see if people come. And they did. And it's been a great thing. And we took it over 4 years ago.
Yep.
When they kind of got burned out. But they really set this thing going. And we've just tried to maintain it, really, and build on it and see what we can do. But here we are, Dayton Music Fest.
And what's cool is it has been an event that has been able to carry on. You know, sometimes when the original folks decide, you know, that their time is done, an event goes by the wayside or, you know, lasts a few more years. But you guys have really not only kept it going, but helped the festival grow and expand, getting involved with Midwest Outdoor Experience the past couple of years. It's been really great.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Dayton Music Fest, Chris Wright.
And Chris Wright in the house.
Hello.
I don't have the cans on, so I'm just going to have to interact.
But you sounded good. Thanks for coming out and playing some music for the people.
Thanks for having me. I was greatly looking forward to coming out here and doing it. It's a great studio. This place rips.
Thank you.
So what are you guys talking about?
Dayton Music Fest.
have you heard of that? It's a thing.
Dayton Music Fest is a thing. I think it's in its ninth year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He has all his facts straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else have you read?
There's not been a conviction yet.
Pending.
Right. All right. Litigation.
Yeah. Minimal. Minimal.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, no, having a, as you were saying, Juliet, Midwest Outdoor Experience was a huge, you know, thing to kind of get involved. Oh, what, we have nine bands over there this year?
I think so. It sounds right. From 11 a.m. till 8 p.m.
And that's free. Going.
And that is free. And that's a Five Rivers Metro Park event. And we're really excited to partner with them for the second year. Like you said, it's given us a chance to do something a little different. It's an all-ages event. There's all kind of activities going on throughout the day. And they even have a beer garden for people who, you know, like that stuff
Where's
as well.
Where's that at?
Eastwood Metro Park, off of Springfield Street. It's just a couple miles from downtown. It's really easy to get to, and it's a great park. It's actually a very big place there.
Exceptionally scenic.
Up towards Stebbins?
Yes.
Like that far up?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Route 4 and
it's right before you get to Woodman.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all straight on that now.
Yeah. Now we all know how to get there.
You can Google map it.
But yeah, we'll have music beginning there at 11 a.m. Saturday with Josh Eagle from Cincinnati. We'll kick that off, and we'll have stuff going all through the day. Good English will be there. Chris N., who has a new record coming up, and Good English has a new record out.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. We have Repeating Arms.
Jostle.
Jostle, Public. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Dan Reardon, who we just had to add because Ricky from Starving in the Belly of the Whale injured his finger this week. So Dan Reardon, who has a new record out as well, agreed to fill in. So he'll be playing at 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Very cool.
One of the last-minute changes
we
had to do.
I heard a crazy rumor about a last-minute thing just before I left the house, oddly enough.
What was that?
I heard a crazy rumor that Dumbbell will be playing the Oregon Express.
It's not a crazy rumor.
It is true.
What?
They have been added
actually
to
a
the
fact.
Bill. Yes, today they've been added.
It's true? The rumors I hear are true?
Yes.
Once in a while, a rumor is true.
And Dumbbell, who played last year, will be back again, and those guys get out and about, and they're always doing something cool, so we're glad to have them on the bill
again
this
year. Yeah, I was telling you, I think they were in Europe or thought they were going to be in Europe or
are European.
Minds
One of the
Europe. Some of them could be European. I'm pretty confident there's European descent.
Right.
Could be.
It's all very ambiguous.
Yes.
But we're just going with it.
Yeah. I was glad that stoked me out to hear they were going to be on this year, so.
Now, we've been talking about Saturday primarily, but the festival actually does get started Friday night at Canal Street Tavern.
That's right, 8 p.m. It will kick off. Holy Smokes, as I said, at 8 p.m. Part of Urban, our first Friday, if people are still downtown kicking it, they can come on down. We'll have stuff starting at 8 o'clock, and it'll go all night. We've got Night Beast closing things out, but we've got Noah and the Rescue Radio, who are here tonight, will also be playing the Friday night show. The 1984 draft, and we have special guests from Chicago, the Steepwater Band, that will also be on the bill. So five bands to kick things off, and that's just a taste of what will happen all weekend.
And Steepwater kind of brings in something that you guys are doing this year, which is bringing in some bands from out of town that have local connections. I know that had been done in the past, but not as much recently. But you've got them coming in, and then Connections is coming down from Columbus, who mm-hmm. we're going to talk to Kevin in a little bit. How did you figure out who you were going to be bringing in addition to all of our great talent that's right here in the Miami Valley?
Well, you know, it's basically based on a submission process. So, I mean, we kind of based on, you know, who submitted and who hadn't done it before. But this year, I mean, we ended up with some out-of-town groups, and I don't think we set out to go, hey, let's do a bunch of out-of-town groups. But like Playful Years, William the Accountant, Connections, these are groups that play in Dayton. They're not strangers to fans of the local scene here. So it seemed to fit pretty well. So we're excited to have them on board.
Yep. I mean, they know what's going on in Dayton, so when they see submissions open, yeah, they want to be part of it too, and, you know, have a good time with us.
So, right. So we've got 32 bands, and I guess maybe four or five of them are from out of town. So it's still predominantly a Dayton-centric thing.
I think we should point out, too, I don't know if people in Dayton are aware. By the way, am I picking up?
Yes.
Yeah. Get a little close to there.
I don't know if people in Dayton are aware, but out-of-towners, people from other cities, they're just people.
No, that's not true. It's strictly a rumor.
Sometimes rumors are true, which sometimes dreams come true.
Well, it is true. I have interviewed a lot of bands from, you know, Louisville and Chicago and places like that that come through town pretty regularly and consider Dayton, you know, a second musical home or a place that they like to come back to. So they feel, you know, very welcome in our music community. And so something like Dayton Music Fest would make sense for them because they feel like they're, you know, a part of our community. Be it that, you know, they play here so often.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, that's a common thing. Like, I've talked with a lot of touring bands that have made a stop in Dayton that are like, wow, you guys are really into music. And, I mean, I think that, especially for something like Dayton Music Fest, you see people, like, really hungry to, like, go out and check out what's going on. And it happens all year, but this is just a concentrated effort, I suppose.
Right, because once Saturday night kicks in, we'll have five venues going, four bands in each venue, so it'll start at 9 o'clock, and it'll be going all night, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
And a lot of different choices as far as style and genre and all of that, even within the same venue.
Right, yeah. We did get it pretty eclectic this year. We kind of mixed it up a little bit, and, you know, there's really no fine way to do it, I guess, because it is so eclectic. We've got everything from, like we mentioned, Jaw Soul before, which is reggae soul, to we've got roots rock, we've got punk, we've got experimental avant-garde rock, we've got indie rock, you know, we've got
pizza
instrumental stuff.
Pizza Parlor Boogie.
Yeah, exactly.
Very isolated, you know, sort of situation, but yes.
Yeah, but we've got, I mean, it really runs the gamut. It's kind of what people would say, I guess, an indie rock festival, but that's a very broad thing. You know, we don't have classical music or jazz, but we got a lot of stuff going on within that.
Yeah, and I mean, the fun thing is, I mean, having been an attendant, you know, and Don and I have talked about this for years before we were putting it on, like, the fun thing is to go out and just move around and bounce around and see what's going on and just, here's a band, you can see so much and get a really interesting cross-section of what Dayton music sounds like right now. So,
right,
and that's my encouragement.
And if you hear something that's not your thing, there's other clubs going on next door, down the street.
That's right.
Up the street.
Get the F out.
So yeah, head on to something else and find something else out. You might find your next favorite band right there, and you didn't even know what's going to happen. So,
yeah, and it does. It is really cool because I think even the biggest music fans, can't say that they've seen all of these bands except for maybe Richard Brown.
Right,
like
exactly.
He's my, unless you're him, yeah.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Nice call out to Richard. Yes, indeed.
Respect to Richard.
Absolutely.
If we had more of him in this town, we would be on a new map right now. So
he's. Did we make him the official? Did you make him the official ambassador of the music festival?
No, but maybe officially
does
Friday we
sash?
Should do that.
I think it should come with a sash. It should come with a like a press badge and a thing for his fedora or whatever. Like one of his cards. And seriously.
And if any of you listeners don't know Richard, come out this weekend and you will.
You will meet Richard.
Yeah, yes. You'll meet Richard. And you'll see probably some cool videos now because he's been posting some
good stuff on his
YouTube channel. On YouTube now? I think he might be up to 1,000. Was it 1,000 videos?
That can't be right.
1,000
That would be ridiculous. But that would be like 2 weeks of music for him, so maybe.
1,000 views on two videos? Or
1,000 pings on a video?
1,000 videos?
We'll find out. We'll look it up.
Okay. Hey,
YouTube. We'll have to confirm that. Yeah.
We'll confirm that fact. But what are you guys all looking forward to the most? Is there a particular moment or something that you're very excited about for this weekend, or are you just excited to get out there and then discover what is to be discovered?
Oh boy, that's a tough question. I'm looking forward to Saturday night when I can go to sleep and not have to worry about all this stuff. But between then, it's going to be a blast. I mean, I'm looking forward to things starting off on Friday, and then it'll be nonstop. And like I said, we got stuff starting at 11 a.m. Saturday. I'll be there for that. Nikki Dakota from YSO will also be out there Saturday to help us kick things off. So there'll be a lot of fun stuff going on. I'm looking forward to seeing people who I don't see a lot because I always run into people who I see once or twice a year at this event, and that's fun. But hours of great music, that's the draw. That's what I think is the great thing.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. tons of stuff that you would never see otherwise. I mean, that's the thing is, like, go out and find the new thing you're going to like here in Dayton.
And if you've never been, please come. This is the year to come. I'm telling you, come on out.
Well, I am looking forward to rock and roll and booze and boogieing down.
There will be
people
that.
Dressed hot. I'm going to get a suit or something. I'm going to wear something cool.
Yeah, dress nice.
Costumes
dress like, nice.
This
Dave.
Is a nice event. Dress up.
Yeah, this isn't.
Come on.
It's a sloppy clothes.
Yeah.
Right? It happens once a year.
Right. Represent, Dayton. Let's go.
Well, let's take a listen to some music from some of the bands that are going to be performing at Dayton Music Fest. And we'll be back to tell you where you can find all the info on how to go. And then we'll hear some live music from Noah and the Rescue Radio. Right now, here's the new old fashioned. Doing one from their self-titled album. This one's called Queen of the Midwest, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
She's the queen of Midwest summers, but she doesn't like the heat. She loves planting flowers, but she doesn't like to weed. Oh, and she loves swimming, but her hair just can't get wet. She likes to look her best. She's Ohio's Mona Lisa. She's been painted by this land. But she loves to read Jane Austen and feel those pages in her hand. This ain't no center of art and culture, but she's doing the best she can. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was meant to leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she with a smile on her face, and she appreciates what the farmlands are doing for this place. Oh, and she loves the sunshine, but she wears the darkest shades.
to hide herself away. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was born a city girl, but she's treating this old countryside like it's the center of the world. Maybe one day she'll leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she.
Was that good English?
That was good English.
I love those girls.
You know that's good English.
They are wonderful. That was good English from their new album, Radio Wires. Before that, we heard the new Old Fashioned from their self-titled album. What links those two bands together is that they're performing this weekend at Dayton Music Fest. Yeah. It's Friday and Saturday night in the Miami Valley. Well, Saturday day, too, actually.
Yes, indeed. Truth.
I'm so used to saying night.
Yep.
But it is going to be an awesome weekend, and we've got the organizers. We've got Don Thrasher, Kyle Melton.
Hello, hello.
And yes. Chris Wright's in the house.
Yes.
Howdy, howdy.
And so if people want to get the full lineup, where's the best place for them to get it?
They can go to DaytonMusicFest.com, which is our website, and they can also find the mobile app there where they can download to their phone or pick up from their phone. So there's a couple ways. We got all kind of things on Facebook as well, band promos and Q&As and photos and links to things. So if you wanted to get an idea of what it's about, you can go to the Facebook or go to the DaytonMusicFest.com where we have the Q&As as well.
Yeah, and if you're out and about and you're just kind of, you know, using your mobile phone to figure out what's going on, you can be sure to check out the bands. We have links to all of them. You can get audio samples there as well. So if you want to, like, figure out what you want to check out, there you go.
Yep, you can map it out in advance and know how you want to work out your whole weekend if you want to.
You might want to do like a whole itinerary thing and
you could.
Stick to it.
Yeah.
This year, stick to it.
There's a lot of hard choices that are going to have to be made.
It's all about well-made plans.
Right, it's true. Right. It's true.
It could be tough. You know, there are a lot of great bands playing, and it could be tough sometimes to decide, but could be worse, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Good problem to have, I suppose.
But you can also improvise. That's the thing about the mobile app. While you're out, you're like, I don't know, where am I at?
Say stick to the itinerary. I'm sick of these kids going, you know what? We're going to pull an audible here and do, that's a term, right?
Yes.
An audible term.
Way to go. Yeah, it's getting sporty.
And we're going to go, create an itinerary and stick to it.
Or you can go the opposite way and play it by ear. That's the great thing. You can do either way.
You can
please Chris Wright or you can please yourself and do whatever. But it'll work.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, do you want to please yourself or do you want to please Chris Wright?
That is a dilemma.
Let's take a caller.
Line three, you're on.
It's DaytonMusicFest.com for all the info, Facebook, and check out the mobile app. And Saturday, during the day, go over to Midwest Outdoor Experience for
free.
Yes,
absolutely.
And
exactly.
Get a little taste of things to come. Bring the kids out during the day, and then grown-ups can go out in the evenings.
Exactly.
Fun for everyone.
Exactly. Guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out this weekend and have a good time?
I think just be ready to come out and party. It starts at 8 p.m. Friday, so come to Canal Street and we'll kick things off.
Great, great. It's Dayton Music Fest. It's Friday and Saturday, all weekend long. Lots of great music from Dayton and beyond. We're going to hear a few more recorded tracks, and then we'll be back to hear Noah and Rescue Radio live in the studio. Right now, we're going to hear one from Trey Stone's new album. It's called Ahead of the Pack.
All right, Trey.
Kyle, Don, Chris, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Juliet.